Friends of Courage. Welcome to the Timitude Podcast, and this is Daily Hope with Tim. Now, yesterday I spoke about friends who give us hope, and it seemed to have resonated with quite a number of you as I spoke about the different seasons and the different kinds of friends who mirror that, from summer, winter, spring, autumn. Who are those friends, and who are we in those seasons to others? Today I'm going to talk about friends of courage. Who are those people who speak courage to us, who through what they faced and how they faced it gives us courage to be able to stand up and face the issues that we have ahead of us? Who are those people that we consult, and their voice, just listening to them, gives us courage to be able to stand up and rise to the occasion and just really prevail in the circumstances that we are facing? Who are those people? So I can think of quite a number of people in my world, in my life. In particular, I'll mention one individual who stands out above them all. Her name is Zanele. In fact, her brand or her tagline is Zanele with Heart, which means she's this person who every time she's faced with a challenge, she's risen up with courage. She's risen up with boldness in her spirit and faced the circumstances, you know, that are confronting her. I've known her for a long time, and I've admired how she's just really handled situations, difficult issues. And we all face difficult issues, as that's just part of life. You know, loss of you know, loved ones, loss of long-term relationships, loss of income, loss of opportunities, things which are difficult. How do we face these circumstances? Who do we choose to engage with, you know, when we're facing these difficult circumstances? And those are the friends. Friends of courage. Are we friends of courage? Who calls us when they're in a crisis? Who do we give encouragement? Who do we, when we walk into the room, who sees us and they are touched in their heart and they know that, yes, boldness just walked in. Courage just walked in. I can face the challenge that is before me. You know, I'm no longer afraid. I'm no longer hiding under the table or whatever because this person is here now, you know. Who are those people that we reach out to, that we know every time we speak to them or they walk into our space, we just know that, yes, you know, we have whatever it takes. We believe it, our sense of self, our confidence in ourselves goes up, and we know that we can actually face whatever challenge that is before us. So those are friends of courage. And I think it's so important to have them in our lives so that we can be able to rise to the occasion, because life is full of challenges. And as somebody famously said, that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's us rising up and acting even despite the fear. That's actually what I'm talking about here. So I just wanted to acknowledge all of you friends who you know yourselves, who have spoken to my life, who've given me courage, who I call and engage, who I consult with. And yes, I know there are people who also do the same on my side, who find my voice reassuring in their circumstance. Because, I mean, sometimes we just need perspective. We need to talk to somebody who we know will hear us out, will calibrate the situation we are facing, and actually give us the courage to be able to engage with it with a sober mind, with a mindset that we know we will prevail against the challenge that is before us. Because again, it's all about perspective. Courage is a question of perspective. If you look at this issue that is before you, you know, and you understand it and you have a plan and a strategy, you realize you're able to succumb, you know, and surmount it. Sometimes when we are writing exams, you're freaking out. But because you put together a plan and say, yes, I know I've not studied so well, but because I have a plan and because I've looked at, you know, maybe an approach of how I'm able to engage this particular challenge, which in this case might be an exam or even probably something a little bit more you know, serious in life terms, and we're able to really prevail and overcome. So again, we are not meant to live life alone. We are meant to engage and live in community. Friends are a key and a core part beyond family of our life and our fabric. And I'm just saying this to you. Shout outs to all those friends of courage, and also to challenge you to say, you know, rise up to the occasion. Be that person who speaks encouragement to other people. Be that person who gives a sense of belief and restores confidence in others, that allows them to chase their dreams, to face challenges, whatever it is that they need, because courage is required in life. In fact, it's the first among virtues. As we live life, we need to be courageous. You know, we're in a time of COVID. I know people are scared. But we need courage to be able to go on about living our life. We need courage to be able to go to the shop, you know, to maybe visit some friends if we really need to do that, obviously with caution. But courage is absolutely an important ingredient. On this episode, I spoke about friends of courage. And I just want to encourage you to rise up, be that friend who gives courage to others. And yes, give a shout out to all those who give you courage as well. Because yes, we need courage in this life. Wishing you a blessed day. And yes, we'll continue again tomorrow. Hopefully, we can talk about something. You can let me know if you want us to talk about another virtue or attribute. Until then, God bless.